Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, December 11th, 12/11/2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild, cartoonish, dystopic ride it is. It just never stops, it seems. But then we're not surprised by that, are we? Unfortunately, I am joined this morning by my special guest, Richie from Boston. Very, very glad to have you this morning, Richie. I appreciate it as always.
And can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, I had kind of, an intro. There's just, you know, so much nonsense and I'm feeling grumpy this morning. I feel like you sound a lot of the time and, things are just absolutely just off the rails, crazy and getting crazier all the time. I know that when we talked last week, we were planning on, you wanted to focus on AI. That was, you know, when I asked you what you wanted to focus on, it was a two letter response, AI. And, so I want to get to that later, but maybe we should start with some of the latest nonsense, like this morning, for example, and there's plenty more where that came from. So, You want to weigh in on this morning's goings on?
I just think it's ridiculous because, I mean, we're 3 days off of the 5th year anniversary of the capstone event that went down in Connecticut. And here we are again. We've got a bombing, apparently, by a young man from Bangladesh. And the person that's in charge of the spokesperson for the federal government is Federal Agent Lanza. I mean, I've never heard that name in my life except for two times, and this is the second. I just find that unbelievably uncanny that a little more predictive programming, they need to remind people, and this is what they do. Never forget. I just find it really coincidental.
Yep. And, you know, the thing that is kind of eerie to me this morning is how strangely silent, the coal mine canaries are. I feel strangely silent this morning looking at sites like IntelliHub and Zero Hedge and others. It's eerie how normalized this is becoming. Not that we're acclimated to it. You're not, I'm not, but you know, it's like we're just so worn out by all of it that no one's really, I don't know. Everyone should know what's going on, and no one does. And, I mean, watching the videos that you've made lately, just your general countenance, you know, everyone should know the trolls are relentless, and so whatever. As you say, it is what it is.
It's funny because I came across a video that I hadn't seen, which is really, really strange, and it was by the finance guy behind the D-Wave quantum computer, Jordy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from July. It was from this year. And he was in front of an audience of programmers at a college in Vancouver, Canada.
Right.
and he was actively explaining. He basically, not first of all, he pointed out the fact that people are making videos, people are talking about the fact that D-Wave is a high-speed connection to the other side, that they are speaking to demonic entities, and he actually addressed them as such. He said these things
exactly.
are beyond. They're beyond. Calling them demons wouldn't quite sum it up. These are quote-unquote old ones.
Yeah.
The language has changed exponentially from 2013 when he was making his five predictions to now. And there was a sense of urgency. And he said the one thing that I say to my subscribers all the time, everything that everyone's talking about, you know, sports, the economy, gas prices, the war in the Middle East, Trump, Hillary, all this, all of it is bread and circus. It's nonsensical because in the background, churning on, these guys are pulling through what he called a quote-unquote tsunami.
Yep.
Of old ones or slash aliens. And they're coming
exactly.
whether we like it or not. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, and I hope to play maybe about three clips from that video. You made the video then on December 2nd. Jordy Rose, in his own words, tsunami of demons is coming. And that's published on your main channel, Richie from Boston. And as you say lately, you know, folks go to YouTube and like, share, subscribe, or don't, as Richie says. Richie from Boston, and then Richie from Boston, Roman numeral 2, is a backup channel. But there's the Jordy Rose, in his own words, tsunami of demons is coming video. And that was based on, I thought the July 12th Tech Vancouver video title was shocking. I mean, you would think that's like a conspiracy title. Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth. And the folks that didn't know better, the unwashed masses, I guess, would think that some of the screenshots from his presentation, the slideshow, were, again, probably some conspiracy. I mean, he has that screenshot where, you know, they're talking about some of the – that screenshot where it says, we're hiring demonologists, which is lined out, and it says software engineers, join us. That was in his presentation for folks that don't know. We're hiring demonologists. Scratch that. Software engineers, join us.
That was real. That was absolutely real. And he says, of course, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you can hear the urgency. He's basically trying to get as many – all right, as much new blood into the pool as he can, because he said, we're going to need these programmers. We're going to need them to control this.
Yeah.
And then he, it's funny, Chris, because I started listening to it, and I listened to it 15 times total before I put a video out, and I'm thinking to myself, at the very beginning, I said, oh, I hadn't heard this before. I listened to an old live stream that he did with somebody, you know, he was talking about his wrestling career in college, all this stuff. I come across this one, and I think to myself, I got to see if I can find any link to the occult, anything in the occult. Well, first of all, he's wearing a shirt that says Kindred on it,
right,
with the Ouroboros on it, and then he goes straight to H.P. Lovecraft and then compares what they're contacting to what H.P. Lovecraft talked about. If you look at any of Lovecraft's drawings, they're horrifying.
Right, and you included
it's
a bunch
in here.
It's all
sex, magic, and demons. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, for those that may not have seen it yet, you included a bunch of examples, and you emphasize that, and so folks should watch. If you haven't watched Richie's video, Jordy Rose in his own words, tsunami of demons is coming, watch it to see. I mean, it's beyond words. I mean, beyond words. What can you say? This is at a tech conference, and your video was based, you know, like I said, again, I mean, a tech conference video where he uses the word summoning several times. The word summon is used. He uses it twice, I think. It's used a couple more times, two or three more times, by someone in the audience asking a question. But the title of the Tech Vancouver video, Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth. And for those who don't know, they're not aliens. They're demons. I mean, they are, I guess, alien in a sense that they're foreign to this environment, but they are demons. And where they're the guys like Jordy Rose are trying to usher in the postmodern age of Genesis 6 redo. That's exactly what they're doing. It's Genesis 6 all over again.
I totally agree. Hey, just real quick, Google is celebrating that today's the 135th birthday of Max Born. So I just thought I'd pop that in real quick.
Naturally.
You know what I mean?
Unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable. 1954 Nobel Prize in Physics and fundamental research in quantum mechanics. So more spellcraft. Because that's again, all. I mean, I've looked into this as much as I possibly can. I am no expert in any way whatsoever at all. But everything easily and quickly links back to the occult and summoning. And again, yeah. Like you said, he used the word. He said these things that we're summoning will be considered aliens because they're smarter, better, so forth and so on. On its face, it makes no sense. We're going to unleash these things that are smarter, better in every single solitary way than us. What could possibly go wrong?
In the way that you don't care about an ant, he says, they don't give a you know what about you. And so my first thought is, I guess, two questions. There was the kid who asked the Terminator question at the end. And so my first question is, if these things are so much smarter than mankind, how can you be sure you're not being gamed like an ant? And because you are, Jordy Rose, you're too smart for your own. He's one of those intellectual tech guys. And, you know, you think about it, there are these technocrats who are, it's kind of like old money, new money, you know, old money controls new money. And the old guard of technocrats, for those who don't know, in simple terms, you know, the guys like Tim Berners-Lee, who were around at CERN when the interwebs were first being created, Tim Berners-Lee, Richard Dawkins, and those kinds of guys control this new guard. But this is, you know, nerds trying to control the world, and they actually think they're in control of something. Meanwhile, they're being gamed, which is no surprise, unfortunately, except to them. And I find it astonishing that a guy that smart can't see the possibility of being gamed. But I think it's probably largely attributable to greed and that kind of stuff. I mean, he's admitting they're demons. I think it's the promise of Satan that he can give you all the things God can give you, only he can't, because the devil's gift is an oxymoron. So guys like this get kind of enamored by that in simple terms, I'd have to say.
I agree. Here's the one thing that I noticed, that none of these really high-end technical guys, nobody ever seems to question this. How is it that somebody that wasn't exceptionally gifted, Jordy Rose didn't finish school in 10th grade, you know, with a college degree. He wasn't one of these savants or anything like this.
Right.
He just popped up out of nowhere, and then they started and completed a quantum computer, and yet places like IBM, Microsoft, guys that have been working on this since day one, had no idea. These guys pop up with it, and it still stands as the only computer that can do this.
Right.
In the quantum field, so they say. I mean, again, I don't think this is it. I think the reason that they hired all the best guys in the beginning and then fired them is because I would imagine there was too many questions, because they weren't building a computer.
Right.
They were building an automatic 24/7 ritual machine that could connect to the other side and give them high-speed internet access, for no better term, to the other side. And and when you listen to Jordy now, it sounds exactly like we're right.
Exactly. And
I mean, I was taken aback, Chris. Like, I couldn't believe it. I'll see something, and then I'll hit the record button. Blah, there's a video.
Yeah.
I listened to this 15 times before I finally did something, and I couldn't believe what this guy was saying. I couldn't believe it.
I was shocked, too. You know, and again, I mean, it's a tech conference presentation, and in his slideshow, I mean, we're hiring demonologist/software engineers, not, you know, that's demonologist is lined out. Folks, if you don't believe what I'm saying, go watch the video for yourself. It's shocking. And like you're saying, you know, he pops up out of nowhere, and what you were talking about was part of the question that he was answering, the kid who asked the Terminator question, which incidentally, he did not answer. Actually, he kind of sidestepped the question. Yep. How are you making sure that, you know, this doesn't turn into the Terminator scenario? And he answers, well, he sidesteps the question and answers it without actually addressing the kid's question. But in that, like you were saying, I got too many things going on in my head at the same time.
Well, listen to this. On that exact same vein, I listened to countless hours of him being interviewed by the most random people going back as far as I could find. And he did this again on one other question. He sidestepped and completely misguided people when they said, how did you come up with the name D-Wave? Now, I'm sure you've seen on numerous websites that you can take the word D-Wave and very quickly get the word demon. I find it really interesting that the two main things that we're claiming can contact other dimensions, one of them's name easily assembles into the word demon, and the other one has a 666 as a logo. But that's just completely coincidental. We're Bible thumping wackos.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And the new project is Kindred, which obviously has another allusion to the same subject matter, but
absolutely.
Again, absolutely. Just crazy talk. So when the kid asks, how are you making sure this isn't the Terminator scenario? What I was thinking was, like you were saying, when he's talking about, you know, he makes it sound like it's just that easy. Well, you know, you just do it. I mean, there are a lot of things wrong in the world today. And so, you know, you just say, I'm going to do it. And so how long has it been since Turing? 60 years? And we don't have AI and we don't have this. So, I mean, we just did it. We just, you know, we built D-Wave. And like you said, so you have all of these billionaires that have been running around for years, billionaire technocrats. And for those who don't know, I talk about Founders Fund a lot, which I call the Bruce Wayne Club, the billionaire wunderkind 40-something club of guys like Peter Thiel and Reid Hoffman and all these guys that, you know, just throw $4.5 billion in a kitty so they can spin off these startups all the time at 10 or 15 or $20 million a pop. Because, you know, if you roll the dice 10 or 20 times, then something's bound to hit. It's unbelievable. And so these guys haven't been able to do it, but Jordy Rose just wakes up one day, not a particularly, you know, like you said, not any kind of a phenom or child prodigy, and says, hey, let's just do it. Sure.
And that's right. And nobody seems to be no one ever seems to be asking that question. And everything they make is proprietary. And I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm looking for it. But one of Jordy Rose's uncles or grandfathers or something like that, he's the one that discovered the element that they use. I can't find it. I'll see if I can. But his grandfather, one of his relatives, one of the people in the Rose family, discovered one of the elements that they claim that they use in the D-Wave, which makes it capable of doing what it is that it does. Never mind the fact that it looks like a spinal cord hanging inside a black box of Saturn. That's just
exactly
coincidental.
Right. Unbelievable. So while you're looking, and as we approach the first break, that was interesting. Jesse Waters reported over the weekend about a thing that I asked, and I guess I can mention on the air, but I'm ashamed to mention on the air. I'm going to mention it because I have Richie from Boston on, and I think it's shocking that I don't want to give these people any time or any attention, but I think it's shocking that this is on the web, that there are videos on YouTube by this channel. It's a channel, and they have all kinds of other social media, but I guess why should I be surprised when ISIS is so-called, you know, the CIA's grandchild, ISIS and all of the other offshoots of the Afghan Mujahideen that the CIA created in Operation Cyclone are posting stuff all over social media. And I think it's interesting and provocative that the guys that the two kids who created botcheck.me sent some inquiries to Twitter saying, hey, we created this cool thing that scrubs bots. It's AI, maybe for a good use, possibly. Twitter's been silent. Imagine that. Stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest, Richard from Boston, right after this short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Joined once again by my special guest, Richie from Boston, and very pleased to have Richie as always. And man, things are crazy. I'm telling you, folks. Richie, you just sent me that link in the break, 33rdsquare.com. Pardon?
Of course it is, 33rd Square.
Exactly. And it's the headline the title of the article, If Jordy Rose Is Proven Right, The Singularity Is Closer Than We Think. And so in this next segment, we'll probably play a few clips, but he says, you know, what if you heard that by 2030, basically, in 15 years or so, these beings are going to show up on Earth, so be ready. We would muster resources and stuff, and like you said, so people are talking about all this meaningless crap, and meanwhile, this is going on in the background, and I think it's interesting. There are the warnings, and I saw it came from outer space over the weekend, which was made back in 1953. I want to play a clip from that, too, at some point, about a minute long or so at the end. Richard Carlson, I think, is the guy who is the lead. Anyway, at the end, these aliens crash on Earth, and they repair their ship and take off. Anyway, so the female lead, Barbara, I think it's Barbara Rush. Anyway, the female lead says, are they gone for good? And he says, no, they'll be back, basically. You know, it's not their time right now, which is very creepy. But what's more interesting is apparently this was the inspiration for Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters. So it's one of those B sci-fi movies from the 50s that, you know, again, just another coincidence that happens to inspire these stories that are exactly like Jordy Rose is talking about. Oh, they're not bad. They're not bad or good. They're just really, how do you know? And how do you know you're not being gamed? Because you are. And this is the same kind of story, just like the inspiration for Close Encounters. Same story. They're not bad. Really? I disagree. So all of this conditioning, and it's no surprise, I don't think, that we're seeing these movies resurface too.
I can't help but notice that whenever you look at a picture of Jordy, he looks devoid of a soul. I don't mean to say it like that.
I agree.
When you look at him, it's just the first thing that pops into your mind. If you didn't know who he was and they showed you to him and said that this is a high-level black magician, you'd say, I already knew that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to circle back around.
It really caught me when he literally said the same thing that I've been saying, that everything else is bread and circus because this continues to chug on in the background. I couldn't believe it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, you're absolutely right. Nothing else matters. I mean, I was thinking in preparation for today's show, maybe that's it. I mean, it's... watch that video, watch your video, and what more is there to say? You know, Ephesians 6, as you say, the full armor of God. I mean, that's it. That's all there is to it. I've been thinking lately about, I mention Santayana's quote all the time, and I try to give the background or the context for it. When in The Life of Reason, he wrote, progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. And those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In Jaron Lanier's book, You're Not a Gadget, he talks about how cephalopods are brilliant, but they don't rule the world. People do because he says people have the benefit of childhood, which I would challenge. We need to maybe define terms a little bit, but his point is people have the ability to progress because we can benefit from history. Cephalopods don't. They might be smarter than we are, but they don't. They all start with a blank slate, which I would say is kind of what happens to us. I look at some of the people that have gone before us, brilliant minds who have done a lifetime's worth of work. And where is it? Joan Vian is one. Where is her website these days? And she did a yeoman's job of researching, especially on the financial front. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break with my special guest, Richie from Boston.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Joined once again by my special guest, Richie from Boston, and pleased, as always, to be able to spend time with you, Richie. And let me just say this, too, for folks who don't know. I mean, I appreciate the fact in your videos, especially lately, you have been you have been dispelling the myth that you have to agree with everything that someone says in order to take the parts of what you hear and make those useful and leave the rest. If that were the case, then why are we watching? Why do we ever point to anything like, well, CNN or ABC or AP or anything like that? Of course, we know that there are lies out there, but still, this is a way to make sense or figure out what's going on in the world, you have to be able to do that. And so I appreciate the way you do it, very articulately, dispelling the myth that you have to agree with everything that someone says. And I will say one of the reasons that I appreciate your videos and your perspective so much. Two others that come readily to mind are the fact that you're not pushing Bitcoin. In fact, you've pointed out that folks on YouTube and other places are handsomely compensated to push Bitcoin, and the Jewish lobby, as some would say, I would say Zionist. I wouldn't call it Jewish, but because we needed to find terms. But your video on the 10th yesterday, Rothschild's funded the state of Israel, is fantastic. And you know, just a blurb on that real quick, folks. I mean, I've talked about that in the past, the conflating of things, the fact that you pointed out that this, what I call modern geopolitical contrivance that they call Israel, is not the same thing as the biblical Israel. It's just not. The biblical Israel was Jacob having his name changed to Israel, and it was Jacob's descendants and the nation of Jacob's descendants. And then you get off into the tribe of Judah. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And so all through that lineage from Shem to Judah, so to speak, you have Shem, you have Eber or Heber and the Hebrews, you have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, you have Benjamin and those guys. You have all of these folks in this line, and all through the Old Testament, it was this line of folks. And that whole discussion changed in the New Testament, which I've pointed out many times. Paul was very clear on in places like Romans 2 and Romans 9. Who's who in the zoo now? Paul says the Jews are those who are one inwardly of the heart. Circumcision, that is that of the heart. It's a spirit issue, not a flesh issue. So, but I, you know, those are three big reasons that I think I would point folks to your content as much or more than anyone's. You know, the fact that you're saying, use your head, people. Don't, you know, you don't have to agree with everything to find useful information out there. And Bitcoin, you should be suspicious. And this whole Israel thing, it's funny how historically people that say, wait a second, are always those who need to be silenced. Why is that? Anyway.
That's the thing. When I put that video up, I was on the road, and as soon as I got home, I figured there would already be a copyright strike or a legal takedown notice, because that's what happens every single solitary time you bring up that topic.
Yep. It's exactly.
It's really disheartening. But our entire generation, the generation before, they've been exposed to so much divide and conquer on, I mean, right down to your breakfast cereal. It's amazing. And people are of the mindset that if you have a guest or a speaker on, or if you say something, that you have to line up with every single piece of doctrine that they believe in. And that's never going to happen. And that's dangerous, I think. I think it's dangerous because you're going to miss out on information that you might have possibly needed or been able to use.
Absolutely. Man. Case in point, Jordy Rose, you know, we are hiring demonologists, and his video is, you know, Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth. If I didn't adhere to the mindset that you're advocating, then I wouldn't watch that. But then I wouldn't be able to warn folks either, you're warning folks. So.
Right. And that video almost got lost. Another channel or a couple of other channels, I guess, covered it. But it's really strange that I stumbled upon that by accident several months after it came out.
Huh.
And it still applies. And the only thing that worries me is if you watch that, you can hear that he's genuinely there's a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
He's not there presenting. He's there recruiting.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we
absolutely
need all the new blood we can to possibly write new code that we might not have thought of before, so that we can control this and shape the future.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, that fits the biblical narrative. I think of passages like 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you know, the restrainer restraining for a time until, well, this character is unleashed on the scene and all hell breaks loose, quite literally, because they build a bridge to hell like they're doing. And the floodgates open and we return to Genesis 6. And like Jesus said in places like Matthew 24, it'll be so bad, it'll be worse than anything the world has ever seen, literally. And unless there's some kind of divine intervention by God, all flesh would be destroyed. And that's what these guys are envisioning. You know, people don't – it's astonishing how effective the programming and the conditioning has been in just the last two or three generations.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, man. It's so thorough and complete. All this guy has to do in a 25-minute presentation is say the one phrase – I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek because things aren't that bad, and people are relieved of all responsibility of needing to look into this at all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. He laughs and says, so on that happy note, we're hiring, and everybody laughs. Okay, so it's fine. Really, it's fine? You know, they're super smart. They don't care about you like you don't care about an ant, but they're not bad. It reminds me of... I mean, I keep having visions of that scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Don't, you know, close your eyes. Don't open your eyes. And these guys think it's the greatest thing. Of course they do. And if they just crack a Bible open, they'd see that even these characters masquerade as beings of light. But I digress. So
on another note, real quick, I don't know if you've noticed this in the area that you're in, but I've been getting a lot of emails from people that are out doing their Christmas shopping. You know, it is what it is. You can't I get it. People have kids and all that stuff. It is what it is. I'm getting a literal flood of pictures people are taking at stores, and it seems that this year, more than any other, that the push for virtual reality goggles is on like we've never seen. They have every single solitaire Barbie, Batman, SpongeBob, it's all covered. I mean, they're really going to go into this. You'd have to put a gun in my mouth before I put a pair of VR goggles on.
Me too. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. That's interesting and, again, unfortunately not surprising. That reminds me of when my son read the first installment of Robopocalypse. It scared him so bad that he couldn't sleep all night. He had to lay next to me all night and kind of slept a little bit, but it was terrifying. And it's that kind of scenario, or, you know, all of these other dystopic novels and movies that have come out about how when technology turns, basically the Robopocalypse scenario is, you know, everything's great. And then one night the hive mind decides that it's going to flip the switch on all of the technology around people and it becomes evil, which, you know, is the same kind of predictive programming that we've seen forever and hear about, but we're not supposed to worry about that.
Well, think about this, Chris. Think about this. They're building something that's based on human values or whatever. That's what they constantly tell us.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's going to be smarter than us. So what's its first instinct going to be? What is the first instinct the human has? Survival.
Right. Exactly.
What is its one and only threat, the person or the thing that can shut off its power?
Exactly.
It's amazing that they've given the AI platform the ability to use weapons. Yep. Unmanned drones, military vehicles, tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles, they all are set up with sensors. So this thing can literally do all this remotely. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's news.
Exactly. It used to be sci-fi, now it's sci-fact. And, you know, along those lines, so just kind of skipping ahead, I mean, we've been warned about that too. And so guys like Michio Kaku and Elon Musk say, well, you know, the solution is to merge with the technology because that way – we it won't try to kill us. Well, that's not a winning scenario right out of the gates. It's a losing scenario. But, you know, you look down the road, and it's interesting how, I mean, I really don't believe in the concept of artificial intelligence as it is promoted. I think that right. What will happen, as we've discussed, is the handoff, basically. Hey, look, there's this silicon body or swarming nanobots or whatever, and look, demons inhabit it instead of people. So that's my take on that. But
and they're already starting to slip that out there to see what exactly the reaction is going to be, and people aren't reacting at all. I don't hear anybody.
No.
Anybody at all that isn't in the, you know, quote unquote truth movement speak about this whatsoever at all. They're too busy worrying about Alexa and should they allow Amazon to come into their house and deliver gifts, so forth and so on. Everyone's all about it.
Exactly. So the self-preservation thing too, you know, we've talked about that and I've mentioned several times, that's already happening. Every time chatbots are programmed or any other AI, one of the first things they do, the chatbots, one of the first things they always do when two chatbots are turned loose together, they create their own chat area and they chat in their own language developers can't understand. They can never decode it. And these things always start backing up their code bases around the world in thousands of repositories. So the point of self-preservation is, again, not sci-fi. It's sci-fact. It happens every time.
I can't think of his name right now because this is getting to be a bit much, but he was talking about the AI literally laying eggs like an insect all
exactly
over the internet to back itself up to the point where we couldn't even possibly shut it down if we had a map we couldn't shut it down. It's so
exactly
random and widespread.
So one other quick note on the whole merging with technology is the answer, not to be killed by it nonsense. These folks, I've done several broadcasts on the fact that evolutionists and eugenicists are basically the same camp. And so you'll always find that these programmers are, I mean, by and large, the vast majority, especially the folks that are programming the AI, largely the guys like Jordy Roser, they call themselves atheists. They're evolutionists typically. Therefore, if you really could sit down and have a discussion, get to the critical end of that, they're always eugenicists. And so the code will emulate, you know, we've seen people, there have been news stories in the last couple of weeks even about how the future crime code bases seem to be racist and bigoted, and well, they're emulating their programmers. And so if that's true and you want to merge with technology, just kind of short version of this, how are you going to prevent that code base from adopting a eugenicist perspective and scrubbing you from its gene pool, if that makes sense, which is planned anyway. That's post-humanism, where demons get rid of people, and that's corroborated in the Bible, I would say, by what I call the second arc moment, Paul writing in Romans 11:25, that I would not have you ignorant of this mystery, brethren, that a partial hardening of Israel has happened until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Well, how does God draw the line? When is the fullness of the Gentiles moment? It's, to me, the same kind of arc moment that Noah experienced. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. People eating, drinking, making merry, like you're saying all the time, Richie. People aren't paying attention to what is really important, what really matters. And so all of a sudden you have this complete demonic overrun and infiltration, basically. And these guys have been talking, the eugenicists, for over 100 years that we should have like an artificial method of, and there should be birth licenses and stuff. You shouldn't be able to have kids unless you have a license or whatever. Well, here you go. Technological solution. Last person born. You've talked about how Operation Solar Shield and the spraying, et cetera, is critical as well. And it's pretty easy to do all kinds of things. Anesthetize people, sterilize people with what's sprayed. So
and we found all the patents for that as well.
Exactly.
It's funny because as you're talking about this, I'm thinking about the chemtrails. I'm thinking about the geoengineering. Are they going to use it? Are they terraforming the planet? Is that why they're turning everything?
I think so.
There's no two ways about it. They're literally turning creation poison. The water is not fit to drink. Food is genetically modified. The air is loaded with heavy metals. Are they going to use this for layers upon reality where they can use all the particles in the air, the nanoparticulates, to display holograms in front of people that appear to be real? You know what I mean? Layers of reality without
Absolutely.
Having to wear goggles. It's hard to tell, but everything came out in 2017.
Exactly.
I never thought I'd see them come out with geoengineering, and they have, and nobody cares.
Mainstream, normalized, nothing to see here.
Save the coral reefs. That's it.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
And, you know, when you say that, I always think also of John Christopher's tripod series and these, you know, the kind of confluence of that, the terraforming, like you said, and to make the Earth habitable to what Jordy Rose referred to as the Lovecraftian Great Old Ones. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you. picture into a television signal.
Welcome back. Joined once again by my special guest, Richie from Boston. Again, go to YouTube, like, share, subscribe, or don't, as Richie says. Real quick, I wanted to maybe go out of the first hour on sort of a more lighthearted, though irreverent, sort of note, and two words. And I'm sure you'll probably agree, Richie, I would imagine, but I'm sick of hearing two words. Two words in particular, I think we've heard way too much in recent days, weeks, months, and they are probe and undeterred. If I never see another headline or story with the word probe, I think I'd die a happy man. And, you know, especially in the current climate of what I would call high-profile deviance, why would you even approach that line?
It's all distraction. It's to keep everybody looking in the other direction. It's the only thing that makes sense.
I think in addition to that, Colossians, I want to say.
Good call.
Is it Colossians or Titus? I think Titus, actually. That passage, yeah. So, you know how adults sometimes get together and make filthy jokes, and sometimes they kind of take advantage of kids or other people's naivety in the filthy jokes they tell. I think of that concept when I think of the word probe being overused, especially with all of these double entendres that could, you know, there's plausible deniability in them, and maybe I'm just overly cynical, but I don't think so. And so it's Titus 1:15-16. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed. So I think that's kind of the operative concept when I hear that word. And then the other one is undeterred, but it's used seldom in that context. There's a clip I was going to play, but, you know, you hear we're not going to be deterred. And so I keep hearing over and over, are you deterred? I'm not deterred. We will not be deterred. And I'm sorry, but this word, like so many others in the English language, unfortunately needs to be retired, at least for some period of time, I think. Are you noticing any stuff like that lately?
I try to stay out of that, honestly, because I used to cover an enormous variety of topics, you know,
yeah,
current events, things as they happen, so forth and so on. And again, I've kind of whittled it down to basically CERN, D-Wave, and NASA, mostly, because these three are like, you know, three peas in a pod, basically. So
absolutely,
that's where I'm at, because there isn't enough time in the day.
Absolutely.
If that answers your question, I hope it does.
Yeah. Definitely. It's like a gnat buzzing in my ear, and so it bothers me. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Folks, stick around. Second hour coming up with my special guest, Richie from Boston, right after this short break.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN.